Raising Children into Men. As we celebrate International Day for Men and Children, we turn our thoughts to this question: what benchmarks exist for raising children into men? We examine the life of Jesus to glean some insights. Jesus the Child. In Luke chapter 2, the scene shifts from a group of travelers journeying to the temple in Jerusalem to a 12-year-old lad surrounded by gray-haired and bearded men. The lad holds these elders spellbound with his rapt attention and questions. This boy is Jesus, and the occasion was the Passover. Much isn't said about Jesus' childhood in the Bible. We however know that Jesus was circumcised when he was 8 years old according to the Jewish custom. Luke chapter 2 verse 40. Luke 2 reveals that Joseph and Mary did what the Jewish custom expected of them, example circumcision, and observing the Passover yearly. Circumcision is an important part of Jewish custom that God established with the Jews, beginning with Abraham. It signifies their consecration unto God. According to Luke chapter 2 verse 40, after Jesus was circumcised, he became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. This also discloses that it takes God's grace to raise children successfully. Luke 2:52 provides a beautiful summary of his childhood. Jesus increased in wisdom, mental and psychological development, and stature, physical development, and in favor with God, spiritual development, and men, social development. We also told that he was subject to his parents, Luke 2:51. Jesus, the man. He began his public ministry at age 30, Luke 3:23. As a man, he had many admirable qualities, especially regarding how he related with women. There are three iconic women whose relationship with Jesus we would analyze. These are Mary, his mother, the Samaritan woman at the well, and the woman caught in adultery. Mary, mother of Jesus, John 2:1-11. The first miracle Jesus performed when he began his public ministry was to turn water into wine. He attended a wedding at Cana, at which the wine ran out. Mary, who knew full well that her son was no ordinary person, approached him and told him what had happened. She then instructed the servants to do whatever Jesus told them to do. Upon his instruction, the servants filled the water pots with water and served it to the master of the ceremony. While the water was being served to him, it changed into wine. The principle here is that Jesus treated his mother's request with respect. Before his death on the cross, he entrusted Mary into Peter's care. John 19:26-27. This is thoughtfulness. Jesus and the woman at the well, John 4. At the time of Jesus' encounter with the woman, Jews did not speak with Samaritans, John 4:9. However, in this scene, we see Jesus having a conversation with the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus exhibits grace and compassion in his chats with her. The result of this was that not only did she get converted, but she also became an evangelist, as we can see in verses 28-30. Jesus and the woman caught in adultery, John 8. While Jesus was teaching in the temple, the Pharisees and scribes brought before him a woman caught in adultery. The law requires such a woman to be stoned, they said. He who is without sin among you, let him first throw the stone, said Jesus. At this they all leapt, from the oldest to the youngest. Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Again, we see Jesus showing compassion to a woman in a society that was steeped in patriarchy. Children are the future of society. If we would raise children well today, we would have stronger societies tomorrow. Shalom. You may also want to read the related post below by clicking on the links as shown. Our scripture today for reflection is Luke chapter 2 and verse 52. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Shalom.